He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
Oxycodone. It is OxyContin. This is a commonly prescribed pain medication. The big question with this is, are we prescribing it or over-prescribing it in a way that is leading people to use the street drug heroin? When we look at the quick numbers, there has been a 66% increase taking the users, the known users, because I would say the good chunk of people out there doing heroin are probably unknown users, but the known users to around 600,000 in the United States. And this 66% increase happened just between 2007 and 2011. So heroin is going up exponentially. We are looking around for answers, and that's why we went and grabbed an expert. We have Dr. Gregory Smith joining us today. Dr. Smith is the executive producer and co-author of a very important documentary called American Addict. If you need to learn more about him, you can go to painreliefgroup.com. That's painreliefgroup.com. Dr. Smith, are we turning a simple back pain into a heroin user?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. This is an extremely important topic, as you know, and these prescription narcotics in this country right now are not only in many cases being overprescribed, but they are definitely a gateway to heroin use, because heroin is so cheap at this point in time. So there are lots of people that have chronic low back pain, and low back pain is the mother of all pains, and one of the quickest answers is just put people on narcotics for that problem.
Mm-hmm. When I grew up, in the South Side of Chicago, and when I think of heroin, I think of some guy who's on a street or semi-homeless, has nothing better, no quality of life or whatever, and I'd look over and I'd see him and I'd go, okay, maybe I would do it too if I had nothing going for me. But when I'm looking at the statistics on people who are using heroin now, school teachers, students, people of all ages, demographics, there's no racial bias, there's no age bias. How is it because of the pain med use that it has gone full spectrum to all societies, races, creeds, colors, incomes?
Yeah, it's very scary. This is one of the things that we found. Unlike the, you know, crack cocaine epidemic of the 80s and early 90s, this is in everybody's neighborhood. It's not has nothing to do with socioeconomic background anymore. So what's happening is you have OxyContin, which was really gotten a lot, the lion's share of the blame for this problem, very expensive drug on the street. And so many people that once they got hooked on this drug, and we're talking again, people in all walks of life, like you said, doctors, nurses, school teachers, you know, police officers, all kinds of type of people getting addicted to this medication. Heroin is much, much cheaper, and that's a direct result of the war that's been going on for the last 10 or so years, and that's why we're having people switch over to heroin, just simply because it's much cheaper.
Okay, I want to go a little bit into depth. To me, as a physician who's been prescribing for over 20 years, OxyContin, this is a medication that's been around forever. Isn't it on generic, so it's cheap? I don't understand how it's... I've got some numbers here. It says about an 80-milligram pill of OxyContin, which is a huge dose, $60 to $100 a pill, in contrast to multiple doses of heroin, and they're saying quality heroin, the stuff right off the fields in Afghanistan, $45 to $60 for a multi-dose supply. How is it cheaper? I don't get it. Is it because it's illegal, or?
Well, you have to remember, you know, when you get the drug legally, so a person that goes to a doctor and maybe they're either faking they have pain or exaggerating they were having pain to get more medication, obviously that is a cheaper way to get it. A lot of insurance companies right now unknowingly are paying for these prescriptions for people that are either selling it or overusing it themselves. But it's cheaper in the sense, again, and it depends on where you are in the country. Here in California, 80-milligram OxyContin pills have been going for very high prices on the street, anywhere sometimes a dollar a milligram. And there's a in certain areas, there's really a flood of heroin, so it really lowers the price of heroin in comparison. And then sometimes it's just hard to get people, or it's difficult for people to get their hands on the prescription pills, and heroin is so much more available.
God, that's unbelievable to me. Now, are doctors, okay, I'm just going to say this, are we trustable prescribing this drug? Or should the DEA, and because when I write, the few pain pills I write, I'm a cardiologist, so we don't write a lot of opiates, obviously. I get a patient, he calls me, twisted a knee, I know his heart's stable, I'll give him a few pills while he gets over for MRI and ice, right? I mean, I don't do a lot of it, but I mean, I double receipt it, I make sure that I copy it for the file, so if the DEA comes in and haunts me, I hear about these pill warehouses in Florida and things. Is this controllable at the doctor's level, or is this going to be just have to have public education? What do we do about this, including the trustability of the doctors?
Yeah, it is an enormous problem on many levels, as you've just illustrated. And most doctors, I think, are trying to do the right thing. I think the biggest issue is there's no test for pain. I mean, pain is very much how the patient impresses the physician. And again, when you're at the family practice level, and then at the pain management level, you have people that have real reasons to have pain. They've had surgery, they've had major injuries, but often what happens is when they see the value of the pills, some people will exaggerate what they have to get more. And then also there's tolerance and there's just pure addiction to these medications. These medications work very well. I mean, they do a great job at relieving pain. The problem is there's a transition from acute pain to chronic pain. In an acute pain setting, it's great, but it's a horrible situation when people are treated with these drugs for months, years, and even decades.
So, Dr. Smith, as an expert, there aren't a bunch of doctors sitting around getting rich trying to get people to get hooked to heroin. It's not a purposeful thing. If anything, it's from a lack of oversight, you would say, from the physician's end?
I think physicians in this country have been somewhat unfairly blamed for the problem. You have to remember, these medications are heavily marketed, and when you look again at drugs, it's not just OxyContin, it's Norco, it's Vicodin, it's a lot of medications. I mean, hydrocodone right now, we as a country are consuming about 80% of the world's hydrocodone, but we're only about 5% of the world's population. So you can see this isn't just a problem at the prescribing level. The drugs are extremely addicting, and once people start using them, it's very difficult for them to get off, and people will basically beg, lie, cheat, and steal to get these medications.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest problem. I don't think it's a situation where the doctors need to be even more regulated. I do want to add one quick thing, that the FDA recently is trying to pass legislation in terms of making hydrocodone type drugs like Vicodin and Norco medications that you can just no longer call into a pharmacy, that you would need a hard copy prescription, and that would help a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because right now people can call in their own prescriptions if they understand the system.
Yeah, so in a minute or less, which isn't a lot of time, someone's at this position where the doctors cut them off. They can't get their oxycodone. They know somebody who's got access to heroin. What do they do? And I just have about 30 seconds.
What do they do if they've been cut off?
They're considering using heroin. They're cut off from their pain pills. They're in pain, or they're running out of money. Should they go to your website? What's the solution there?
There's a lot of resources on the internet. I mean, turntohelp.com. Is one of them, but people should get in and try and get on some kind of a program, which may include buprenorphine or Suboxone or Subutex, and other programs that can do it also.
Gotcha. Well, Dr. Gregory Smith, oxycodone is a gateway drug to heroin. It's cheaper, and it's a very serious thing. Dr. Smith's new documentary, The American Addict, go to painrelief.com to look for some help. I'm Dr. Decker Weiss. We're helping you stay well at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.